This is WBAA News. I'm Stan Jastrzebski. The city of Frankfort is a 30-minute drive from Lafayette, and Frankfort residents, despite a development push in recent years, say they still head out of town to grocery shop, go on dates, or buy a new pair of boots. As WBAA's Emily Seiberg reports, everyone's vision of the ideal place to live is different, along with their ideas about the best ways to make their city grow.
On January 11th, the last dry cleaner in Clinton County, Frankfort Cleaners, closed its doors.
Everyone's sad to see it go, but we do have a lot of customers that are going to stay with us and return and go over to Lafayette or either Crawfordsville. Actually, we had more than I think we expected.
Employee Alyssa McDonald is talking about owner Tom Malicote's other dry cleaning businesses. McDonald figures people in Frankfort are already leaving town once a week for other needs, so they'll just add dry cleaning to the list. We wanted to know what else people left town for, so we polled Clinton County residents and held a forum discussing the results.
I don't think we're ever going to get a cleaners back. I don't think, those things are going away.
Larry Price was one of a few dozen people who attended and offered opinions. So did Frankfort residents Richard Campbell and Jill Snyder.
People would hang around the square on Friday and Saturday night.
How do we reach people when there's no one way to do that anymore?
The survey takers overwhelmingly want a movie theater, and some would like to see the bowling alley reopen. People like the downtown clothing boutiques, but want more men's clothing stores. There's call for interesting cafes and additional organic food options, but there's also strong support for more chain restaurants. All told, nearly two-thirds of people say they head to Lafayette, Indianapolis, or Kokomo once a week for something they say they can't find in Frankfort.
Although a city can't build a Steak and Shake or build a movie theater, we can play a pivotal role in making strategic investments to create a fertile atmosphere to make a private investor feel they have the confidence to take a risk.
Frankfort Mayor Chris McBarnes is sitting at a long table in his office the morning after the forum, a giant stack of paper in front of him. It's the city's 160-page downtown revitalization plan.
Think about the human body. You got to have your heart to be strong before the rest of the body's strong. We want our downtown core to be strong. That's the center of the community, and that spills over into neighborhoods. So if that image isn't foundationally stable, then what else is going to be foundationally stable?
McBarnes says many of the initiatives outlined in the plan are completed or are on their way. But he and others at the community forum bemoaned what they see as Frankfort residents' overall lack of commitment to spending their money in town, which could anchor existing businesses and attract new ones.
But it's also our citizens. We've got, all of us making a conscious effort to support local.
Urban planning experts differ on whether downtowns are as vital as they once were. Some say cities should find a niche market they can own and build around. Michael Briatti is a Ball State University professor of urban planning. He says investment in a city's downtown can spread outward and have a positive impact, but investment must be strategic and sustainable over the long term. And that, he says, takes time.
To actually begin to see full-scale impact, I will put it 20 years.
McBarnes thinks his city can do it in 12 to 13 years. He has faced resistance from some of his constituents over planned projects like Prairie Creek Park, a downtown green space slated to open later this year that'll feature performance spaces and splash pads. And while the majority of survey respondents indicate they want to see Frankfort grow, responses show very different views on what true transformation and enhanced quality of life looks like and how to get there. City Council member Jim Moyer says he doesn't understand the reluctance some have towards spending money on improvements.
If you don't want to grow, you're going to die. That's simply the answer. You have to grow or you're just going to die. And is that what they want?
More than half of the people who took WBAA's survey said they've lived in Frankfort for 10 years or longer. For their town to grow, they may need to stay and have more dinners out at local restaurants instead of hitting the road. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.